It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello. Hello there. And thank you so much for joining us today for another fun-filled episode of Broken News. Well, that's our show for today. You know, there's a writer's strike on, so we're going to check out a bit early today, a little bit early. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you'll tell everybody about us and join us again next time for Broken News. Okay. Well, same to you. And so, of course, we're not going anywhere. Now they're really going to start booing. We're not going anywhere because we don't pay writers. So we don't worry about a writer strike. So we're going to be here for the duration of the next few minutes or whenever people start getting up and walking out. So this is Broken News again. Thanks for joining us. And so let's get right to the news and see what's going on in the world. As you may have heard, the World Health Organization has announced that COVID-19 is no longer a health emergency. That's right. So it's no longer a health emergency. Of course, Republicans are saying that's what Donald Trump said more than 3 years ago. But now we know from the World Health Organization that it really is. It's now something that they say is manageable, something that can be treated. And it's not a health emergency. So you know what that means? That means, great, we finally can all go back to the all-you-can-eat buffets. Isn't that exciting? So pull a chair up to the buffet. Don't forget your sleeping bag and maybe plenty of antacid because the buffets are back. And I wonder if the all-you-can-eat buffet, if you can actually get a box of leftovers when you decide to check out. And did you see the report about how poorly American kids are doing in history? National test scores showed a big drop in students' knowledge of U.S. history. And that is a concern. A lot of kids, not sure the exact percentage, but it was a huge number. A lot of kids did not know Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. And that was very surprising, really. I thought everyone knew about the Gettysburg Address, that it was sort of on the outskirts of town, kind of a small condo that that Abe Lincoln had. But kids didn't know that. And, of course, one thing that does not help the situation is that, you know, people want to ban books. So that's certainly not a good thing, right? And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to ban so many books, right and left, mainly books from the left. And a spokesperson for the book banning side said, well, no, they don't want to really ban all books. They just want to ban those books that have vowels and consonants. Those are the only ones. Well, that's our episode for this week. Thanks so much for joining me. This has been Broken News, and I'm Philip Habib. And I hope you'll be back with us next time. Take care.